Today's Tanya, for the fourth day of Elul, Dalet Elul, is in Egeres HaKedosh, Yud, Simon Yud, or the 10th letter, and it's on page 230. The number at the bottom of the page is 444. We're talking about the Maila of Tzedakah that comes as part of Tshuva. And when a person is giving Tzedakah, because he had failed to bring down the godliness that he was meant to bring down through meticulous observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. So to make up for it, he needs to bring down a greater light, a greater godliness, an infinite godliness, which is the maila, the advantage of the Baal Tshuva over the Tzaddik. One third of the way down on the page by the period. V'hine ikir ha-tshuva hu belev. Tshuva is primarily in the heart, ki al yedei hachazata meumka deliba, because it is through the regret that touches him deeply in the depth of his heart. It is because he is touched more deeply than normal that he arouses a deeper godliness, a deeper light than comes ordinarily through the common observance of mitzvahs. Ach, kedei lahamshichei, lehei be'ilameisel yena v'tachteinim, but although it is the regret that arouses this infinite light above, the deeper light, but it has to be brought down into the world, into the higher worlds and lower worlds, so for this, tzarich esarusa deletata mamosh, it needs an awakening from above, from below, and it has to be from the ultimate low, from the literal low, not only from the person, but the lowest part of the person, which is bebechinas maisa, in the actions of the person, because action is the lowest of man's faculties. Dahainu maisa hatzdaka v'chesed, which means that the kindness that the person performs has to be in action, b'li gvul umida, without any limit at all. Endless giving of tzedakah. The kamei sha'adam mashpia af chesed, that just as the person is giving endless kindness. Pidish, the word chesed means chas dalet, which means to have pity on the poor. Dahainu l'dal ve'evyein, dalet means the poor person, the dal, which means poor, the evyein, and the destitute person. What is the evyein? The less le migarmei klum, he has nothing of his own at all. He needs whatever you have, he needs, because he has nothing. The ein ne nesin gvulam midul nesinasi v'ashpaose, so he gives to the poorest, and he gives without any limit at all on his giving. When he does this, kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia eirei v'tuvei, God responds in the same manner and gives of his light and of his goodness, v'bechinas chesed ilah, on the higher kindness, in the category of the higher kindness, hanikra raf chesed, which is called abundant kindness, hameye v'bechinas ein seif bli gvul umida, teicho elemes el yeinu v'tachteinu. And it's given without any limit at all, without any restrictions at all, into the worlds, the higher and the lower. Shekulam heim bebechinas dalid etzle yizbadeich, because all the worlds are like the poor man compared to God. The less lehein megar mehein klum, because they have nothing of their own at all. Vekula kamei keloch shive, and they are all as nothing before Him. So just as the person gives to the one who is poor, who is on the lowest level of poverty, has nothing at all, and that causes God to give to the world, because the world has nothing at all compared to God. And what the world doesn't have is not only physical things, or even godly talents or gifts. What the world is bereft of is even the merit or the deservingness for what God gives. Because if we deserve it, then we don't have nothing. Then we have virtue, we have merit, we have credit coming. But The world is never deserving of this kind of a kindness, and yet God gives it. And through this, all that was flawed becomes corrected. The flaws that the person created, or the blemishes that were created through the person's sins above in the higher world, as well as in the lower world, all of that is corrected through this higher light flowing in to fill all the gaps. That the one who does tzedakah and mishpat is preferred before God is better than a sacrifice. Because a sacrifice brings forgiveness, and here we're talking about tzedakah bringing forgiveness, so the pasuk says that the giving of tzedakah is preferred in as a method of bringing forgiveness is preferred to bringing a sacrifice. Lefi, because as we said earlier, shehakarbonos hein bebechinas shiur mido gvul, because the karbonos have a limit, they are restricted, the age of the sacrifice and so on, whereas the tzedakah we're saying can be infinite. And the reason he calls it tzedakah u'mishpat, mishpat means judgment, which seems to be the opposite of tzedakah, is because he's talking about a person who is giving tzedakah because he has judged himself and realized that he had sinned and wants to do tshuva through the tzedakah. So it's not just the ordinary tzedakah, but it's the tzedakah that is tshuva. And that kind of a tzedakah is preferred to the tshuva that comes through the sacrifice, or with the sacrifice. Because the sacrifice is limited, mashenkin b'tzedakah, shiyuchal lefazer b'ligvul, l'sakin avinaysav. Whereas with tzedakah, the person can give endlessly in order to correct what he had damaged through his sin. And what is said in the Gemara, that the person who wants to give a lot of tzedakah should not give more than a fifth, that beyond that it's called squandering, it's irresponsible. That's only in a person who has never sinned and doesn't need to give the tzedakah as part of his tshuva. Or, if he had sinned, he has already corrected it by fasting and by suffering, as is appropriate for the different kinds of blemishes that he creates above, and therefore doesn't need to give the tzedakah as part of tshuva, because he's already done his tshuva. But the person who still needs to correct his nefesh, needs to purify himself, then pshita, it is certain, the nefesh, that it's the healing of the nefesh should not be any worse, any less significant than refuas haguf, than the healing of the body. There, in the healing of the body, money is no issue at all. A person will spend everything to heal himself, as it says, all that a man has he will give for his life. Only the Torah uses the word nafshe, not chayav, his life, but nafshe, his soul, which tells us that in behalf of the soul, to heal the soul is certainly as important as to heal the body, as to preserve physical life. And so in giving tzedakah as part of tshuva, this restriction, that one who gives more than a fifth to tzedakah is called a squanderer, does not apply, because he is buying back the health of his neshama, and so it's not squandering, on the contrary. This is the best investment that he can make with his money. Concerning the need to correct and to heal the blemishes of the neshama, Chassidus gives an analogy that a child is told by his father that he shouldn't run around barefoot because he might get a splinter. But the child doesn't obey, and he runs around barefoot, and he gets a splinter, and the splinter gets infected, and the foot is inflamed, and they have to rush him off to the doctor. They come to the doctor, and the doctor takes sharp metal probes and digs to find the splinter and so on, and this is very painful for the child. But eventually the foot is healed, it's saved, and the child can once again run around. So the father says to him, don't run around barefoot, because you might get a splinter again. Somehow this doesn't impress the child, and he runs around again barefoot. So the father says to him, you know that if you run around barefoot, and you get a splinter, and the foot will get infected, and will become dangerously ill, we'll take you to the doctor, and he will use those probes to save the foot. When the child hears that the doctor is going to use the probes, he gets scared and he puts on the shoes. Which tells us that the child, in his childishness, is not afraid of the damage to his foot, he's afraid of the cure. He's not afraid of the bad, he's afraid of the good, which is childish. When Torah says that for a certain sin there has to be a certain punishment, or a certain method by which the sin is corrected, the corrective measure should be welcomed. It's the sin that should be despised. In the Hayyim Yom, for the fourth day of Elul, the Rebbe writes that when you're called up to the Torah, you're going to make a bracha on the Torah, you first use your talus, the corner of the talus, to touch the beginning of the portion that is going to be read and the end of the portion that's going to be read, and then you kiss the part of the talus that touched the Sefer Torah. Then you close the Sefer Torah and you turn your head slightly to the right and you make the bracha. You then open the Sefer Torah and you read. Then in the body of the text, the Rebbe writes that concerning the titles that are given to the human being, we find four titles. Adam, which describes the intelligence of the person. There's the name, title Ish, which describes the midas, the emotions, the virtue of the heart of a human being. Then there is Enish, which describes a weakness in one of the two, or in both, in the intelligence and in the emotions. And then there's Gevez, which is one who is strong. He overcomes his own weaknesses to remove those things that obstruct and get in the way of his achieving the greatness in one of the two areas or in both, either in intelligence or in emotions. Which means that the Gevez struggles with the Enish within himself to raise him up, to make him either an Ish or an Adam, to make a mensch out of him. And since it is possible to go from being an Enish to being an Ish or an Adam, we must therefore conclude that in the Enish there exists all the virtues that exist in the Ish and the Adam, and they need only to be revealed.